someone who would rather be out and about and somewhere else is Jen Finery, because Dublin on Monday, as we know, we had the Dublin City Marathon. 14,000 runners from all over the country and the world taking to the streets of the capital, pushing their bodies to the maximum. And it really demonstrated once again that whole massive interest we have here in running despite the weather. And, you know, there can be, though, a more sinister side to this very healthy hobby, because Jen is a runner and a personal trainer and a columnist for Irish Runner magazine. She's on the line now to discuss being harassed on the street while she was running. Jen, good morning.
Morning, how are you?
Can I call you Jen, or are you Jenny or Jennifer or Jay?
Jen, you got it right there, Jen.
Okay. Jen, so tell us, you know, first of all, wasn't it amazing? I mean, were you watching the marathon? Where were you on Monday?
I was actually in at it. I was doing a bit of work at the start line, interviewing a few people. But the atmosphere was absolutely electric. It's always an amazing event and a great thing for the city.
It really is. It was my first time getting a chance on, I mean, in fairness, it was in my lunch break. I was working that day, supporting. And it was really emotional just watching all the people going by.
Oh, definitely. And when you get to that finishing line, because I've done it in previous years, you can't beat that feeling when you get to that finishing line. It's amazing.
Well, Jenny, when you're talking about that and the training and the hours that go into that, so what has happened? Have you been harassed when you've been out running?
Yes. Now, my harassment would be on a lower level in comparison to stories that I've heard from clients of mine and from other people that run. My personal experience would be out on the streets. If you're running past a line of traffic, window being rolled down and things being shouted out, or wolf whistles happening through the window, horns being beat, stuff like that coming from guys, obviously.
Do you know what, Jen? Because I was doing the most I would have done would be more for 10Ks, and the max was a 10-mile run. But yes, I used to pick routes where I knew I wasn't going to be that close to cars, let's say, where I couldn't be within earshot or people wouldn't have that. Just being conscious. I mean, you're running, you're a woman, and you're going to have parts of you that are jiggling in ways that maybe you don't want. But that we shouldn't be having to think that way, you know, because there is a serious side to that as well, isn't it? It's always lighthearted. People think that it's something sort of funny. You know, even us talking about it there, but that's, you know, I suppose woman to woman, but there isn't there that more serious side to that, and if so, how serious?
Oh, of course, it can go from just being very light wolf whistles to stuff a lot more serious. I have a client of mine who was put off running because she'd be going out by herself training in the evening time, and horrible comments would be said to her. She'd be doing it for a weight loss purpose, and things like, oh, you need to run an extra lap, or you need to be doing a lot more running than you're doing because you've a lot more to get going. So horrible things like that, that people will become very, very self-conscious over.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it is that. Look, we should be allowed out and about and do whatever we want to do, and also regardless of the time of day. Now, some other people would be going, ah, for God's sake, it's just boys being boys. I remember actually bringing this up with a friend of my brother's, and I was really put off by it, you know, and just saying, I feel like I need to wear a sack from head to toe. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
and
exactly.
You have to look, all the stuff, whether you're buying it in Aldi, Lidl, Tesco, wherever you're buying, in all the running gear is everywhere now. Even Beyonce the other day announced she's doing a new line for Top Shop of dance gear, running gear, training gear. So the gear is everywhere. People are buying it, and it's very form fitting because that's what it needs to
definitely.
Be. But then you feel like, okay, I'm going to wear those little pair of leggings, but then I should wear shorts over those because they're a bit too revealing. I'm going to wear that bra top, but then I need to wear a full length, long sleeved, a breathable top on top of that. So you're sweating before you even leave, and you're not even dressing that like that for you. You're dressing so you don't attract attention.
Exactly, and you shouldn't have to do that because you want to go out running in whatever you find comfortable. Obviously, running in shorts, your legs feel that little bit more free, so you're going to choose to do that. And the fashion that's out at the moment is bright colours. And I was talking to a friend of mine who's male, and we were discussing this topic, and he said to me, you're going out in bright colours, shorts, very short, sure, you're looking for attention going out like that. So that's their perspective, that you want to be wolf whistle that, or you're looking for attention when you're really just running to be comfortable.
Is it just boys being boys?
I think in a way, because I can't imagine ever sitting in a car of traffic and a guy running past me and me rolling down the window and shouting out at him or wolf whistling at him. It's just not a thing that girls do. But I think there's a line that you need to draw, that wolf whistling, yes, okay, it's not too bad. But when someone starts shouting hurtful comments at people, yeah, then the line needs to be drawn.
I think as well, that's what I was saying to you. I do remember saying this years ago to a friend of my brother's, and he said, if somebody is doing that, and maybe you're just, you know, whether you're walking, running, even exercising, a lot of boot camps and a lot of exercising outside now. And if you do hear a comment, shout something back at them. And I was like, what? What are you going to say? Yeah. If they go, oh, look at you, this looking hot or whatever it is, that's so lame. Whatever somebody would shout at you. And then shout right back at them, go, so come down here and say it. Or come over here and tell me what you're thinking. Or you too. Yeah, or right back at you. I mean, what is there, you know, where do you go with that? Is it just a case of, listen, take it, keep running, or what do you do?
Personally, I wouldn't give them a reaction. If people run with earphones, I'd run with earphones a lot, and you can hear what they're saying, but you don't pay any attention to it, because I feel if you shout something back, that's the attention that they're looking for.
Yeah.
So you're automatically giving them the reaction that they're looking for, whereas if you just have tunnel vision, keep running, and just totally ignore it, well then they probably won't do it again.
Yeah. I, you know, and also if there was a campaign, if there were more people like you speaking up about this and people realise how it makes, because maybe it is guys just shouting different things, not realising that it's upsetting somebody. If you're talking about somebody's weight, how dare you? It's none of your business.
Yeah.
It's not a public forum to discuss other people's bodies. And if people realise that it's upsetting, it isn't funny, it's not cool, move on. You know,
exactly.
And you know, have people ever said, well, look, like you said, that you're when you're looking for attention, when that guy said that to you, what did you say back to him?
Oh, just ignore him, because in relation to the client that I had who got hurtful comments, that totally put her off running altogether. And now she runs with somebody because she feels at least she has a bit of a support system, which you shouldn't have to do either. Now, the fact that we're coming into the winter and the evenings are getting that little bit darker, running with somebody is a good idea. Just on both a safety aspect, because the comments can turn into other things, where there was a story there a few years ago where a girl fully got attacked by a male in a park when she was out running by herself. So again, the levels can be taken up very, very high and assaults can happen.
Yeah.
So if you just have your wits about you, be streetwise, that's the best advice to give.
It is terrifying, Jen, that idea. I've done it myself. You're going out at night. Look, I've taken a torch with me. You have your luminous jacket on. That's not protecting you. That's just making you more visible to cars, okay, and to other people. But do you have tips? You know, what do you say to people? Because, look, dark evenings are here now.
Yeah, well, the number one thing now, as I said, the fact we're coming into the dark evenings is if you can go out with somebody, that's the best thing to do. Because there's two of you, if you're running in a club or in a group, there's going to be a group of you, so you're completely protected. The other thing to do, and this was surprised me when I heard it, because I used to do it for years, is if you feel yourself in an environment where you're feeling a little bit nervous in a park, don't pretend. I just sound stupid, but I used to pretend I was on the phone.
Yes.
Thinking no one's going to come near me because they'll think I'm on the phone. But that's the worst thing you can do, because this particular girl that was attacked, she was on her phone, and the reason behind the attack was that her attention was being taken away. So someone attacked her and knew that she wasn't paying attention. So they could go from the back, they could go from the side, because she's focusing on the conversation that she's having. So as much as you think being on the phone is a good thing, it's not. Yeah. You want to have full attention when you're running, and that will protect you that little bit more.
That's a good point. And then the other thing, you're so tired. We were saying this upstairs. You're so tired that you are more vulnerable, because, you know, your energy has obviously been used up running at that stage. So it is something that, you know, it's hard to have everything and the full awareness around you.
Definitely. I tell you, you'd pick up your speed fast enough if there was someone chasing you.
That's true. But thankfully, that's not something that you've had to experience yourself.
Oh, definitely not. No.
No.
Thank God.
And Jen, what are you aiming for now? What's your next running goal?
The next running goal for me is, there's 6 marathon majors, and I've covered London. I've done Dublin 3 times. So for me, I'm trying to get a major done every year. So I've 5 majors left to do, and I'm trying to get the 5 of them done before I'm 30. What? So that's the main goal.
What is a major?
There's 6 major marathons, which is Tokyo, New York, Boston, Berlin, Chicago, and then London. So I've London completed. So I have another 5 to go.
Wow.
So I want to try and get all of them done before 30.
Brilliant. Listen, the very best of luck. People can read more about it then in Runner magazine, and they can find out what stages you're at with your next five. One down, five to go.
Exactly, they can indeed.
Jen, thanks so much for talking to us this morning.
No problem, all. My pleasure.
Take care. Bye.
See you. Bye-bye.
So somebody else, we were talking about running there. Jen from Runners Magazine was talking about running and running at night. What if you have to run alone? You know what? That's what where the situation that I'm in. I do run when I'm on my own. I do tend to work out. And you can do Map My Run. I log on to that and I plan out my run and make sure that I'm running alongside a road and where the lights are. I don't do late night parks. I don't take any shortcuts and I don't risk any of that. It's just not worth it. Yet again, it's a case of idiots having a go at someone in a vulnerable position. We were talking about when you're running and people are shouting at you from the side or when their cars are shouting at you when you're running by them. And that is the way it is. And I'd love there to be something that we could do about it. But what can you do? Are you going to shout at every single car that as you get close to them or try and find a route where yes, you are running where it's well lit and where it's a main road, but hopefully where there's a few lanes and you have a bit of room and you're not right up against the windows of somebody who may be stuck in traffic and bored and looking for something to do, not realising that you're in a vulnerable position when you're wearing absolutely suction clothes and running on your own as a woman. I'm a male, a little bit overweight, and I was jogging past a group of girls who started laughing and making smart comments. It's still hurtful even though I'm a man. Of course it is. We're human. We don't like to be insulted in any way. Why would we? And to do it when you're vulnerable, when you're running and out and cut, it's not cool. But again, it's that message that we need to get out. And, you know, people think it's funny and a bit of crack, and there's a very thin line. So we were speaking about running earlier on, and if it's something that you can do, and have you done it, and have you been harassed while you've been running? I've been roared at countless times, and very recently had a car speed up when I was crossing the road to make me run cross faster, and the young guys in it rolled down the window and shouted, "Get the fat bitch." I was close to my house, so I went home and cried in the shower so my husband wouldn't see. I'm the mother of a special needs child and I'm trying very hard to lose weight and only get to go out at night. Years ago, when I was extremely fit, the same type of young guys would have been wolf whistling and shouting so-called compliments at me. Why do men think it's okay to comment on women all the time? It's frightening and aggressive. No one is interested in what these assholes have to say in real life, so they pick on vulnerable people. You know what? You're right. That's exactly what it is. And, you know, until we say this, we're saying it now in the radio, thanks to your text, until we tell people how we feel in these situations, it's not cool. It's not funny. It is not something that's okay. And otherwise, people don't seem to get the message. And it's up to us then to spread that amongst the other men in our life, other males in our life, whether it's at a family do, Easter, whether it's at Halloween party, whatever it is that you say to people and say to the other guys and the kids as they're growing up as well, guys and girls, because we do it as well, as we heard earlier on with men texting as well in this. It's not funny. It's not cool. And it's not something that's ever going to be okay. That is a horrible experience that you went through. And obviously they don't know what's going on in your private life. You've a lot going on there. You're trying to lose weight. You're a mother of a special needs child. It's obviously very demanding and you've an awful lot going on and you're giving so much love and so much to other people. These people don't see that. All they see is you running along and feel that they can say what they want. So you just have to be strong. Do what Jen said. Keep the earphones in if you have them on. Keep looking straight ahead and know what you're about. And know how brilliant that you are. And these people should not, we cannot let them get into you. You can't let them get inside your head.